A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus has pity for the people. Jesus went around visiting all the towns and villages. He taught in the synagogues, preached the good news about the kingdom, and healed people with every kind of disease and sickness. As he saw the crowds, his heart was filled with pity for them, because they were worried and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. So he said to his disciples, "The harvest is large, but there are few workers to gather it in. Pray to the owner of the harvest that he will send out workers to gather in his harvest." The 12 apostles. Jesus called his 12 disciples together and gave them authority to drive out evil spirits and to heal every disease and every sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, called Peter, and his brother Andrew, James and his brothers John, the sons of Zebedee, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector, James, son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, Simon the Patriot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus. The mission of the 12. These 12 men were sent out by Jesus with the following instructions. Do not go to any Gentile territory or any Samaritan towns. Instead, you are to go to the lost sheep of the people of Israel. Go and preach. The kingdom of heaven is near. Heal the sick. Bring the dead back to life. Heal those who suffer from dreaded skin diseases and drive out demons. You have received without paying, so give without being paid. This is the word of the Lord.
Well, there's a lot in that passage, and we're only going to look at a little bit of it because Hope for Kids are going to come and share more of what it means to actually do the work of being sent out. But there's something happening in the world at the moment that's on TV a lot, and I see a lot of flags up with orange streamers. Does anyone know what's sort of happening in the world at the moment? The World Cup. I brought my own World Cup. Actually, it's one of the Daniels' World Cups. So, it's something to celebrate, isn't it, when we have a cup? But we've also got something we can learn today from the word cup. C-U-P. And as the World Cup's happening over these next few weeks, I hope that you can remember this as you think about these letters C, U, and P from the passage that we just heard today. I'll set it up here. Okay, what does the C stand for? It's the compassion of the shepherd. We saw the little picture of the sheep who was lost. And the shepherd, who is Jesus, had compassion on these sheep. It says, when he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. They were running around. They needed some guidance. They needed someone to tell them how to live, what their hope was. Now, it says he saw the crowd. That doesn't seem very unusual. A lot of people, you see them. The disciples saw the crowds. And I don't know what we think when we see a lot of people. I don't like crowds generally. I think, oh, they're in my way, they're irritating me, they're all so loud or so needy or so me, me, me. And that's often what we think of when we see people, they're just in our way, and they think, oh, why, like the news of the story, why do I have to tell them? They can find out somewhere else. But when Jesus saw them, he saw what was going on in their hearts, he saw what was going on in their lives, he saw their pain, he saw their lostness. He knew that these people were living under the Roman leadership. They had to pay big taxes. They were poor. They had stress. They were being asked to do things they didn't want to do. They felt crushed. They had burdens on them. And the people who were supposed to guide them, the religious leaders, They were just giving them more burdens, more rules, more things they had to do to please God. They were exhausted physically, emotionally, spiritually. They were searching, we sang that, they were searching for an answer, a ray of hope in a hopeless world. And when Jesus looked at them, his whole body, this word for compassion, his whole body felt sick to his stomach that these people had no hope, no guidance, and he loved them. And we need to remember, as people who have heard this message, we need to remember how much compassion he has for us. I think sometimes we still feel guilty or unworthy or distracted by all the noise of social media. We have to be liked. What happens if they don't like my post? What happens if I don't look like this? What happens if I don't have a relationship? What happens? What happens? And this makes us feel a bit lost and scattered. Jesus loves us and he wants us to come and listen to his voice in the middle of all the noise. So that's the C. And we have the U and the P, and they are actually going to come quite close together. They overlap a bit. But the E, the U, is for, I'm good at spelling. The U is for urgency. This is an urgent call. It's an urgent message. And he switches from the picture of the shepherd and the sheep to the farmer and the harvest. He says, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. It's urgent. We need more workers. Now, I grew up on a farm, and it was that time of the year when you had to bring in the corn, or you had to bring in the wheat, or you had to bring in the potatoes, being from Ireland. And the window was a small time. This was harvest time. You could see everything was ripe and ready. But in Ireland, it rains a lot. So it was very difficult to find the moment to go out and bring in the harvest. But it was urgent. And if you missed that window, the crops were going to rot. We weren't going to be able to sell them if we were selling them. We weren't going to be able to eat them if we were eating them. So life depended on this. And that's the same with our spiritual harvest. We have a window. We have a window in our classrooms, a window in our streets, in our playgrounds, in our sports clubs, in our workplaces, to tell people this good news. We might feel scared. We might not feel ready. We might feel like our words are going to be messy. But God wants us to be urgently telling people this message of hope. And then the P, Jesus doesn't say just go. He does, but he says to do something else first. Pray. The prayer that changes. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. Don't just go in your own strength. Pray. And I love this about XEE. Whenever they have their programs and they're sending people out on the streets, for every one person that goes, you have to have at least two people praying. Because we need God's strength. We need his help. And if we do it on our own, God can still work. But whether you do it with him, something of him flows through us, even through our clumsy words and our not knowing the answers to their questions. People can hear his voice when we go and tell them about his good news. Now, sometimes when you hear the pray word, you think, oh yeah, that's nice and easy, I can do that. I'll pray for Harrison up there at the front, or I'll pray for the ministry leaders, or I'll pray for the mission partners, and I'll just sit comfortably in my house and pray. Now, there isn't anything wrong with doing that. But prayer is not just to pray for someone else to do the work. And we see that in this passage. Jesus said to his disciples, pray, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out workers. And then in the next chapter, he calls his disciples to him and he sends them to be the answers to their own prayers. And that's often what happens when we get something in our heart to pray for. Often God says, right, you can be the answer to that prayer. And also this word, he sends them out. It sounds very like just off you go. It's also a very, very big word in the original language. I was thinking of how do I get a picture of this? And I was thinking, if you're in your house and you're in bed, and then you get up in the morning and you come downstairs and your house or your kitchen is full of rats. You want to send those guys out. So you, whoa, go out. You don't want them anywhere near your kitchen. So you get them out the door. It's a thrust out. It's a being thrown out because the message is so important. It's not a gentle suggestion. Little rats, would you mind just going? Eternity is at stake. Lives are at stake. And the Lord wants the workers to go. So sometimes we pray, Lord, send someone. And he says, I'm sending you. So reach my community. I want to use you. Touch my workplace. I placed you there for a reason. So prayer is not just about changing circumstances, although it certainly does that. It's about changing us so that we can see the crowds like Jesus saw them, that we can have that compassion, that urgency, and that we pray that workers will go and that we'll be willing to be one of those workers. So I'm going to invite Jonathan to come up and share something about his experience of being sent out. And then after that, we'll hand over to the Hope for Kids to talk about their experiences.
So, good morning, church. Today, I would like to share something that has become very special to me for over the past few months. Me and Hans have been serving with our Trinity mission partner, Stichting Nahaus, that goes to large hardcore and dance festivals. These events are often filled with alcohol, drugs, and even occult themes. Many people would probably think that these are the last places where people would be interested in talking about God. But what we have experienced has been quite the opposite. Together with the team, we go out with the Jesus bus to meet people where they are. We hand out lollipops with Bible verses on them, or even full Bibles. We start conversations, listen to people's stories, and share the hope that we have in Jesus. What has surprised me the most is how open people are, again and again. We meet people who are willing to talk about faith, life, purpose, struggles, and God. Many people are carrying heavy burdens and are searching for something more. Some conversations last only a few minutes, while others have become deep and meaningful conversations about Jesus and the gospel. Recently, we were at an event in Oosterwijk, intense festival, and once again, we had many opportunities to share the gospel, and it was another reminder that God is already at work in these places, long before we even arrive. For me personally, this ministry has been incredibly meaningful. I genuinely feel that God has led me into this work. Whenever we are on outreach, I experience a deep sense of peace and purpose, even in environments that may seem quite chaotic. I know that God is present and that he loves every person we meet. What makes it even more special is the team. It is a wonderful group of people who love Jesus and care deeply about reaching others with his love. Together, we have the privilege of bringing light into places that many Christians never see. I want to encourage you today. Outreach like this really makes a difference. Seeds are planted, hearts are touched, lives are impacted. Sometimes we see immediate responses, and sometimes we simply trust God with the results. But every conversation matters. If hearing this has sparked your interest, or if you would like to know more about what we do, please feel free to contact me, Hans, or Ivo, or join the Nahaus ministry on the church app. And if you have ever wondered whether God could use you in outreach ministry, perhaps consider joining us one day and experiencing it for yourself. Thank you for listening, and God bless.
So a lot has happened today. A lot of people have prayed, given their testimonies. We had the whole pinning party for the kids. So I'm sure a few things have just flown out of your minds. And this is just to kind of bring everything together and to give you a quick recap of what is important and what we need to take away before we leave. So from the reading, if you can't remember anything else, what is really clear in that is the heart of Jesus. He sees the crowds, he feels the compassion, and he sees sheep without a shepherd. and he sees the harvest which is waiting to be gathered. And then what does he do? He calls his followers to join him. Now, we heard the word harvest many times. So the harvest is still plentiful. The shepherd is still compassionate. And the mission is still urgent. So you have the C for compassion, U for urgent. Now, Jesus has not changed. The needs of the people are still real. Hearts are still searching for hope, for forgiveness, for truth, for peace. And you heard that when Jonathan gave his testimony, how eager people are to find that something. And the world still needs the good news of the kingdom. So the question is not whether the harvest exists, definitely does. The question is whether we will respond to the heart and call of Jesus. So I'm going to ask you a few questions for you to think about. Will we see what Jesus sees? Will we look beyond the surface and notice those who are struggling, those who are lonely, those who are weary and searching for something? Will we feel what Jesus feels? Will our hearts be moved with compassion, just like Jesus was moved by compassion, instead of feeling indifferent or criticizing others or being distracted? And the P part of cup, will we pray as Jesus commands us? Will we ask the Lord of the harvest to send workers into his field, knowing that he might be calling us into the fields? And most importantly, will we go where Jesus sends us? Will we step into our homes, our neighborhoods, our schools, our communities, our workplaces, being a representative or somebody who represents Jesus to carry his love and truth? So Jesus has called his disciples, so he calls us. We are not just merely here to just observe the gospel being presented here and there. The world definitely doesn't need more spectators to the gospel. It needs followers of Christ who will love, pray, seek, speak, and go. So as we leave the service, let us not leave unchanged. Let us carry the heart of the shepherd with us. So may God give us the eyes to see the lost and hurting. May he give us the heart to feel that compassion. And may he give us the lips to pray boldly. And most importantly, may he give us his feet to be willing to go wherever he sends us. So because the shepherd is calling, the harvest is ready. And the mission continues until every sheep hears his voice and every field is gathered into his kingdom. Amen.